What would you want to tell me, sir? I know you want to know what my license class was, but I just want to know if you want to tell me anything.
Yeah, check with the SwampNet and find cheaper radios there. And occasionally they, when we have a silent key, there's, get some good deals out of it. So anyway, I'll hand it off to you. I'm almost destined to KJ4CTD Mobile.
KJ4CTD. Thank you very much. KJ4CHY. KJ4WWZ. Yeah, there's, if I'm not mistaken, there's a Yazoo ST990 and a Yazoo 736R on the SwampNet. I've considered researching those radios and, you know, now just trying to find out what I could do to buy those. They're older radios, they're big, thick base station radios, but I could still, you know, have a mobile base station out of those as well. It doesn't have to be a compact radio to be mobile.
Right about that. The plan right now is probably taking 7300 too for doing digital moves when I travel, but sure be nice to have all that in a lot smaller package. And I was also looking at the 991A when I got mine, and ended up going with the bigger one to set on a desk instead of a mobile radio. Over.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
AK1LL, if you use an ICOM, like a 7300 or a 9700 or any of those ICOM radios, you won't be able to look at one of them Yaesus.
And the ICOM 7100 is a better radio?
A 7100 is a dinosaur. You don't want a 7100. You want a 7300 or better. And if you get a Yaesu, the Yaesu's, the display is really bad. It's kind of like a flip book instead of a movie. The ICOM's got a nice, scrolling, smooth-scrolling display, and the Yaesu ones are all real choppy and flippy.
Thank you.
I really like that 7300. There's, like I said, the only thing it's missing is C-Star capability, but I can live without that because I've just recently got an open spot 4, so I can now do D-Star through the handheld, so that's real convenient. So it's not as big of an issue as it used to be. But yeah, I agree. The waterfall on that 7300 is just buttery smooth. Don't have a lot of experience with Yaesu radios other than that 857, and it doesn't have, the pretty display on it like the 7300 does. But I kind of tend to agree, but you're liable to start a class war here. Over.
I got a 7300 and a 9700, and I wouldn't trade it for any Yaesus. I don't care how expensive they are.
I don't know what the 9700 is. I ain't heard of that one yet.
The UHF-VHF version of the 73.
Now that would be nice.
Train reference.
Is a base station. That is a really nice radio, but it's got a pretty healthy price on it, too.
These radios are cheap. If you pay $1,600 for a radio that you're going to get 20,000 hours of use out of, how much did you really pay for it?
I agree with you. Most of these radios will be in service for decades to come. So, when you stretch it out over time, it is not bad at all. I would love to have one of those 9700s myself.
People spend $1,000 on a phone or a laptop and it lasts them a year.
Now, you're saying if I pay the $1,600 for one of these radios, it's going to last me a lifetime?
Absolutely. Positively. You buy a real radio, it'll last you a lifetime. You buy a half-step radio, you'll buy 10 more radios till you buy the good radio. You ever heard buy once, cry once? I bought me a Zygu and all kinds of cheap crap before I bought my 7300. I spent more money on all the junk leading up to it than I did on the 73.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I know that there's probably things out there taking latitudes is cheap and well priced, but I don't have any interest in something that ain't gonna do what I want it to do. Other than that, I have arrived at my QTH and hungry. I want to eat something, and then I'll know I'll probably be back on the radio later today at some point. Cousin 4CHY, I forgot the other station's call sign. My apologies. I know Dave's listening, but I just want to get WW73s to all of you, and I'll be clear on your final.
Everybody, sir. KK1LL.
Before Brad broke back in there, I was going to tell you, give you the advice my father used to give us all the time: work hard, save you money. Anyway, have a good day. And Brad, I'm gonna have to clear out here in a few minutes. I got to get back to work myself. So good talking to you too. And KK1LL and KO4WWZ, you gentlemen have a great afternoon. 73.
I'll be listening for a little bit longer. I'll say another 10 minutes, I'll be able to hit my home repeaters.
Be careful out there mobiling around in that U-Haul, so we'll catch you a little later. KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening.